Hey, everyone. The challenge this week is, when is the last time that you talked to God about really anything, but I guess something maybe really important, with absolute confidence that he was listening and that he's got this? I'm going to read Psalm 86, some of it, to get there. But listen, I just want to say right up front that if you're having these moments where you're talking to God, you're having a conversation with him, and all of a sudden a distractive thought comes in, let me just say that you're not approaching him with confidence. Because when you're approaching him or a situation or something with confidence, you're 100% focused on what's right in front of you, which would be God. And I know that sounds kind of hard, but maybe think about a place that God hasn't answered you yet, or ask the question, can I go today? Can I have a confident talk with him about some health issue or about a friend you're worried about, how well you're doing at a job, or just a hopeless situation that you've been dealing with for a while? Can you go to him confidently today and not walk away with reservations anymore? Can you go to him and let it just be done? The way that you approach him confidently is when you do it as a very needy person. Isn't that the opposite of what society tells us? Let's listen to David, because being needy is being absolutely confident with God. Let's listen to Psalm 86, some of it. It's a prayer of David. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you, because you answer me. Among the gods, there's none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come to worship before you, Lord. They'll bring glory to your name, for you're great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Wow, if we could just approach God with such confidence right now. You know, David, at this point in his life, he's a servant, he's poor, he's needy. His greatest need, friends, is joy and mercy. You can hear it in there. And in these days, today, I have no problem saying that it probably in most homes, many hearts, there's not joy or mercy. Or mercy just seems to be that phrase that we use when something bad's happened. Oh, mercy me. Instead of a confident cry that we are readily available for a merciful God who loves us, and that we want him that bad to show up in our life. You know, it feels like hearing this, what we're hearing David pray, it feels like he's at his wit's end. You know, he's at the very end and he's just longing. He's longing to say this. And I challenge you, are you saying this in your conversations with God? Are you saying, God, all I need is you. Nothing can take away this need. Only you can. Only you alone are God. Only you can take this and care for this specific need that I have. David's confident that God's going to move. And there are times when we get to a point where we're not saying, God, will you answer me? I'm here. I'm on my knees talking to you, God. What are you thinking? But rather, we just go to God and we just say, I know that you're going to answer me. Why is he so confident? It's found there in verses 7, 8, 9, 10. He talks about his nature being good, his nature being forgiving, powerful, that he is, that God is a worker, that God is a ruler over all nations. And ultimately, we see the most confident statement at the very end of that verse, last 10. You alone are the only God. And so the challenge again is just to go somewhere. I mean, go to your closet. Go to your back porch. Go somewhere alone and talk to God with confidence. Restate the promise after promise after promise, whether it's a situation or whether you feel like you're not doing great at your job or whatever it is, or financial situation. Go to Him and tell Him that He is listening. Tell God that He does hear. Announce that He's going to send angels to rally around you with all these merciful gifts of joy, waiting for all of those who are willing to just say, God, You alone are God. I needed that today, and I hope that helps you. Go to Him with great confidence and expect great joy and great mercy and great forgiveness in return. But that's what God does. That's what He gives. God bless.